If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hello. I'm back.
You're back and I'm back. You were sick. I was in Belize.
Yep.
So that was fun. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll probably look all burnt.
Jacked and tan over here.
Jacked and tan. So, hey guys, listen, we got a huge event coming up. You're going to start hearing commercials for it. I want to throw it out there in this episode because it's time. It's time to grab your tickets to the fitprogrowsummit.com. If you want to go check out the website, the link will be in the show notes, guys. We have a killer show lined up.
Yes.
We're going through all the speakers the other day. It's in Nashville, one of our favorite places to be. This is our second time going back out there. Sheraton downtown, right off of Broadway. So we've got tons of stuff just planned for you guys. We got Alicia Little coming out for the Queen of AI. So excited. I hand selected her from another event I was at. I was like, man, we got to get her talking to gym owners. Christopher Carter with Body Language, how to read a room. Of course, Donald Miller, Story Brand 2.0, yep. He's there. He'll be doing a keynote and just a ton of cool stuff going on. So make sure you guys go check it out. It's fitprogrowsummit.com for right now. The whatever you're looking at is the cheapest it's going to be.
And it won't be that forever. That's the big deal, right? They'll continue to go up as the event gets closer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think depending on when this comes out, June 23rd, the tickets go up again. Okay. So they've already gone up once. They're going to go up again and probably two more times. So just snag them now while you're thinking about it. Love to see you guys, meet you in person. That's the killer part about these things is meeting in person, having networking opportunities. We've got the networking dinners on Friday night. Just a different style this year. It's going to be really, really fun. So grab your tickets if you're a gym owner looking for growth. The Growth Summit.
There you go.
See you there. All right. So I want to attack this next topic straight in the face. Mm-hmm. It's about lying. It's about lying to your customers. It's about manipulation. It's about NLP style sales tactics. It's about doing things that I wouldn't call very, I don't know, above board, if you will. I mean,
I think they lack a little bit of integrity, maybe.
There you go.
Right.
They lack integrity. I was, you know, in everybody's teaching this stuff.
Yeah. That's the thing that blows my mind is now it's not just somebody who's doing it that just kind of, it's like, this has now become the norm that people are teaching other people to go do these tactics.
Yeah.
And it's kind of shady.
Yeah. And you have a moral obligation, I believe, in business to treat your customers fairly, not try to like skate things over on them. And so let me give you a couple examples. I was watching on the plane back from Belize. I was watching reels, as you do when you've got hours and hours of flight time. And there's a guy that's in the real estate space. You may have heard of his name. I'll call him out. Pace Morby, right? That's his name. He teaches Sub 2 and stuff. He's got some great stuff out there, but this was a podcast he was on. He was talking about how he does his sales calls, and he opens up this conversation by showing up to the sales calls 2 to 3 minutes late on purpose. Okay. They're waiting for him. So he's already creating a bigger frame. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for him. But then he comes right out and says, sorry, I was late. Here's what I was doing. I was helping somebody get out of a foreclosure. And, you know, the reason he says that is to manipulate the conversation to say that, hey, okay, this is a good guy. He's helping people get out of foreclosures. He's earning points, if you will.
Social credit.
Social credit. And the whole thing's a lie. It's a scripted thing that he does. And I just, you know, I was like, come on.
Yeah. Dale, that stood out. I mean, we saw some of the fitness stuff, you know what I mean? In our industry doing the same thing right now. And it drives me nuts. It rubs me wrong. It's positioning you against your customer as opposed to being on the side of your customer, right. Your client. And, yeah, I mean, we can get into other examples. Like it's not the way I think business should be conducted.
I agree. So, you know, it's manipulation, all for the gain of the sale. Like most of these tactics are to create the sale.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client of ours that was telling us about a text message email campaign that he learned somewhere about telling somebody that they're doing a contest and you know, wanted to know if you want to enter for free personal training. They say yes. You call them back or text them back, say they won. You know, even though there was no drawing, even though there was no true winner, everybody wins.
Everybody wins, yeah.
And it's just like, well, the whole thing's a lie. So you're starting this thing off with a lie just to get somebody in. And here's the problem. It works. So basically the consumer is being treated like a moron. So like, I guess I flipped the script. If somebody did that to me as an educated marketer, consumer, somebody that studies this stuff, I would see through that so fast.
Yeah.
But the customers aren't, or some do maybe, but like either way, you're treating them like a moron.
Yeah.
You're treating them like they don't have a clue what's going on and they just want a prize. And it's just not cool in my book. And of course we had a long conversation about it and the gentleman's fine with it and everything's going great for him, but it just isn't the way that I would like to conduct business. And now, of course, the worst offender of them all, the 6-week challenge.
Yep.
Literally was a lie to begin with. The whole thing was a lie. It was free. Then when they come in, it wasn't. And it's just like you burn your goodwill really quickly in the market when you do stuff like this and the word gets out. Like if you do it on a small scale, probably nobody really even notices it. But like when it's just hammering these folks, lying to them, opening up a call with a lie, opening up, you know, all these things with a lie, just to set the frame, to manipulate, to get them to move closer to the thing. It just, I don't know. I mean, I understand the reasons why people do things like this. It's because of the sale.
The sale. And that's the thing. Like we keep going back to this sale. It's all about what happens today to create a sale, void of what happens tomorrow with the relationship in the business, right? Like it's almost, I can see it in like high commission, high ticket in situations. I can see it with, if you have a commission focused sales team, stuff like that, because it's like my job, my income, my potential is dependent upon today.
Yeah.
Right.
So doing anything it takes,
whatever it takes to get the sale today. Right. It's my team's problem how to fulfill it. It's somebody else's problem how to get my client results. It's somebody else's problem to keep them long term. But I created the sale today. Well, yeah. When you're willing to lie to the consumer to create that sale, it only benefits you. You know what I mean? Like that you're literally now passing that off to somebody else whose job is going to be harder because you've just manipulated somebody into believing that whatever it is you're offering is what you said it was when it's not, right? And we know scarcity and urgency are the reasons that, you know, this is in there. When we did challenges, scarcity and urgency are a motivating factor for somebody to take action quick, right? But we've always said it. I mean, back to when we were a full-fledged agency, you know, if you're taking 10 to 15 people for a short-term low barrier, again, back then it was just a trial.
Mm-hmm.
There was legitimate 10 to 15 is how many people you could actually onboard and facilitate and do the work for. It wasn't only for the sake of getting somebody through the door to do it. Because, you know, using scarcity and urgency is that motivating factor, right? There's logistical problems with being able to take 30 people in a single month and at most gyms in a training capacity, right? And so there is true scarcity, true urgency, right? The challenge with the opportunity may end when the promotion ends.
Yeah,
sure. Like there's legitimate ways of using scarcity and urgency. But when you start it with a lie, everything downhill from there, like,
yeah.
What can the consumer believe to be true?
Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Growth Summit. 3 days laser-focused on building a gym that prints, profit, and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
And like the scarcity and urgency with price increases and things like that, you have to
stick to it.
You have to stick to it. You have to raise the rates.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody comes around and say, hey man, I missed it. Sorry. This is
because it's being honorable to everybody else who did take action.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like you could, if you don't hold to those things, then everybody else that you just said, it's a true scarcity play,
yeah,
or urgency play. Now you've manipulated all of that.
I think if we were to really peel back this onion, it all comes down to being comfortable in your own business. If you're not doing well, if your cash flow is low, if you're negative profit, you're losing money every month, I think you'd do anything
to get
the job done. And if it means manipulation and lying and creating fake scarcity and urgency and fake drawings and lying things that are free that they aren't, it's like if you were in a good position financially, that stuff probably wouldn't cross your mind because it's not moral.
Yeah.
It's just not moral. And so that's what it really comes down to. And so like, you got to fix your business, and fixing your business by using these tactics seems to be what people are, they just divert to. Let me try to manipulate and lie to these folks so that they can get, move into a sale.
I think that's because they're in that position of desperation, of like their own scarcity, right? Like their cash flow is limited. They need to do something today, right? They're backed into a corner, right? And what happens when you back someone in the corner? They do things that they wouldn't typically do in order to get by, in order to survive, in order to get that next sale. And that's what it comes down to. But if you find yourself in that position of desperation, you use this tactic. It's a short-term tactic that's not going to provide you with a change for the long haul. So then what happens? You get this big buying cycle. Next month, guess what you have to do? You're in a same situation of desperation, mm-hmm. and you're going to be doing the same types of tactics and grasping at straws in order to just get by.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Now the question is, how can you get business being moral? Well, I'll give you a great example. Yesterday, I was on a sales call,
mm-hmm.
yeah. an Iron Circle member. He wasn't a member yet. He'd been in our ecosystem 4 years. I've known this gym and gym owner for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's ready to sign up for the Iron Circle. I'm like, whoa, I don't want you to buy today. I want you to sit and think about this because I want to make sure that, you understand what you're getting into. This is a year deal. This is, it only works if you work and all the things that you would tell somebody. And he said he appreciated it, but he's ready to, he had already thought about it. He had meditated on it. He had already gone in because he had talked to you first, maybe a couple of weeks back. And it's like, and that's in that case, we're like, okay, well, cool. Well, then we'll just get you set up. But that was the integrity approach. Like he had 5 minutes into the conversation, he was telling me he was wanting to sign up. I could have just ended it there,
sure.
But I wanted to hear more. I wanted to understand his mindset because there's a lot of moving parts in his business. It's been around forever. So
you wanted to know he was convicted in his decision.
Yeah. And I wanted to make sure we could help him.
Yeah.
And if we were going to able to help him with his limitations at some decisions that he can be making in the business or not, mm-hmm. And so
I do the same thing on almost every sales call too. I tell him straight out of the right at the end. Typically I go, my job is to provide you with the information to make the right decision for your business.
Right.
I like, I can show you all the lanes. I could have you speak with other clients. I could give you anything that you need in order to make that decision. But I'm not going to sit here and hard sell you on something that isn't right for you or you don't feel has opportunity. So if there's something I can provide, let me know. Happy to do it.
But you need to be convicted that you can help them.
Correct.
And that's what I was looking for from this call. I wanted to make sure that I could help them. So just like somebody in your gym, you want to make sure you can help them. Are they able to get to the gym multiple times a week? Are they limited in the way that they can move and do the workouts because of an injury? Are you able to, is this person, do they have a strong enough reason to come in? If the answer is no, I've used this line more times than I can remember. Mrs. Johnson, is today, right now, in this moment in time, even a good time to get started on a fitness program? Because I don't feel like it is. And not that I'm doing it to take it away, because that's essentially what a takeaway.
Yeah, takeaway, sure.
But it just shows them like, hey, you know what? I'm hearing a lot of things that are telling me that this isn't the right time. And I don't want you to start and quit in 2 weeks or a month or 6 months and never come in. Like that's not what we're here for. We want to help people. And so guys listening, you know, like you're listening on this podcast, use that. If you're hearing a lot of pushback at the sales, well, you know, work's got me running ragged and my kids and it's just kind of a little bit far from the house, or I don't know if I can get over here. Okay. Well, listen, no problem. It sounds like it's not a good time.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're not the right fit for you. No problem. Like it isn't a problem. I'm not trying to push you into this if we're not going to get you a result. So at the end of the day, you want them coming in, right? You want them showing up and being a great member and growing the business and all the things and helping them and all that stuff. But if you can't, they can't come in. Like let's just let them go.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is bring someone in the business that you know right out of the gate, you're going to have to like spend 10 times the accountability trying to get them in for the next session, right? What is the benefit of, there's more work on your end and the person's probably not the right person for your business.
Maybe that would be a good point. But the other thing is there's people on this listening right now that have sold somebody into your training program that you knew wasn't going to get a result for X, Y, or Z. And they didn't get a result, but you sold them anyway because you needed the money or, you know, I just got to get them started. And, you know, is that really helping that person? Sure. It's helping you.
Yeah.
It's helping you and your bottom line. Cool. But I don't know. There's just integrity in this business. There is no integrity
That's
anymore.
The point, yeah.
There is no integrity anymore. And I truly believe it comes down to that desperation of the business itself. Pushes somebody into the corner and they'll fight and scrap and do anything it takes to come out.
We can also have the conversation, and this is kind of, it's on topic, but it's the other side of it is you as a consumer, as a gym owner, being a consumer for things like an agency, for things like, you know, high ticket coaching programs or other opportunities out there. When you see the claims being exaggerated to a point where they're talking, you know, 300 people in your gym this month or you don't pay, that is not an offer of integrity. That is a blatant lie, that because there's no business in the world no agency in the world that's going to provide that for you. And you're experiencing it from the consumer side. Look at your business and say, hey, am I doing this to my marketplace? Am I doing this to the people that I'm expecting to serve for the long haul? And if there is that lack of integrity or that disconnect between what you believe and what you believe to be true and what you're capable of, it's probably time to reevaluate what you're bringing.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, guys, this is a quick episode just to kind of recalibrate what you're doing. Like, let's be honest.
I think this is huge too, because in this industry, man, like fitness and gyms and like there's so much of it that has a bad rap already, that if this stuff continues down that path, we're going to watch less and less people go to gyms, because the marketplace will eventually just be like, you know what? It's like going to used cars, like a used car dealer.
Nobody wants to go to it.
Nobody. Because you know the second you get there, some slime ball is going to try and manipulate you into walking off the lot with a used car. Like, we don't want our industry being that same perception.
Yeah,
in the
marketplace. It's got a horrible rap.
I mean,
the contracts you can't get out of. You've all been in them. We have done this to ourselves.
100%.
Let's be honest. And I think, I mean, you can go back and try to dissect why, from the thing, you know, we're selling isn't really attractive to the business, is not really making a lot of money. So we'll do anything it takes. You know, like back in the day, there was like gyms that would be selling 2 and 3 year memberships out of trailers before they opened, taking the money and never opening.
Yeah.
Like there's horror stories of this type of behavior in the fitness industry. That and the fact like, you know, personal trainers aren't seen as professionals versus like, you know, a doctor or a physical therapist or chiropractor or whatever. Like we've done it to ourselves. We show up in tank tops. We, you know, sleep with the client. We do, you know, like all this stuff that you shoot yourself in the foot and we have nobody else to blame.
Yeah, nobody else is doing it to you. Yep, exactly.
So be that change in your market. Be the upstanding gym that you should be, and stop using tactics, lies, blatant lies to just get people in the door. It just doesn't feel good.
No,
it doesn't feel good. Hey, and if you're that gym that doesn't care, then keep on keeping on, man. That's you. You're gonna have to pay the piper eventually. You know, it's up to you how you want to do that. So anyways, hopefully that helps you guys. Just listen to this. This is stuff I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing it in other industries too, like that real estate guy I was telling you about. So hopefully that helps you guys reevaluate everything. Until next time, keep changing lives. We will see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.